Good morning. 6:09 a.m. on June 12th, 2012. I'm still in the wired headset, although I did figure out how to get the wireless one working. The feedback for the wired was so good, I decided to go with it. I also did a little manipulation of the cord and paper clipped it to the lapel of my shirt so that it won't rattle quite so much as it did yesterday. And it should hold it a little more solidly. It's also not blowing as much today, so it won't be rattling around quite so much that way. So the new phone is pretty exciting. It's working out really well. I'm enjoying rediscovering Android. I spent a certain amount of time playing with Android when I rootkitted my Nook a year ago. But that's an old version of Android, this new one. And particularly since it's a phone and it has an account, when I go to the App Store, Google actually says, oh yes, you can use the App Store. Where with the Nook, it's a little less straightforward. So, yeah, very cool. Yesterday, as I expected, was pretty much broken up by all of the different chores and running around and taxi duty that I had to do yesterday. 2.5 hours at the dentist. Now, was it that long? Well, it was altogether because I had the time wrong and we went over half an hour early. So then we went home again because we literally live around the corner. And came back a half an hour later. So it took up most of the afternoon. And the kids were amused by their ability to talk funny, which I thought was good. They didn't seem too traumatized by the whole affair. So they've got another appointment at the end of the month. But in the meantime, today is Tuesday. They'll probably be asleep until noon. And in theory, my wife should go to work today, because coming up next Tuesday, they're all flying to Ohio to visit with Grampy. I'll be staying home to take care of the cats, to take care of some work. I won't have any excuse for about 5 or 6 days. I won't have any excuse. I'll have to be able to work. So what I'm going to do today is focus on getting some of these small audio projects out of the way. I need to do a retake for Abby. I need to do a story for Starship Sofa. Actually, it's not for the sofa. It's for one of his other podcasts, but for Tony. I need to do J. Daniel Sawyer stuff. And I think I can do a lot of it. I don't think I can get all the way through Cowrie Catchers 4. But I can at least get to Chapter 18, which is what she's asked me to do. And I can get through, I think I can get through the J. Daniel Sawyer stuff. And 5,000 words for The Shooter, which is the story I'm doing for Tony. Maybe that'll wait till tomorrow. The problem is that the longer I read, the more mistakes I make, which means the more time it takes both to read and to edit. So the challenge is to keep the time down and do it in little bites rather than trying to do one great long one, because the time goes up. Not in a linear curve, but some sort of exponential or geometric curve that makes going forward more and more difficult. Yawn. So it's a lovely day. There's a little bit of smoke in the air. The High Park fire is still burning. I don't know if it's out of control still, or mostly out of control. Almost 40,000 acres so far. And unfortunately, it's heading right for Fort Collins. So the people in the city down there are getting pretty nervous. I heard from some friends who live there. The smoke in the city was already making it difficult to breathe. I'm not surprised. The BBC actually had a piece on it with a video clip, and they noted that the smoke plume was as far away as Nebraska and Kansas. They said Texas. Eh, that seems a bit much, but I suppose. The reality of living here is that wildfires do occur with some degree of regularity. Now, I'm not terribly worried about where we live, because while there's a lot of dry vegetation around, for the most part, it's dry grass. There are a few trees, like in my backyard, but this is not a highly forested region. I say that and I look around and realize, geez, there is a lot of trees here. It certainly isn't forest, but still. Yesterday was kind of a waste in terms of throughput. I need to get a hold of Allie and find out where we are on the new website. See if I need to get her some new content today. See if I can get that taken care of before things quiet down around 9 and I can start recording. Get some breakfast in me. Try not to get run over by the traffic. So yeah, I got underway a little bit early this morning. I was fiddling with the cords and found myself dressed and ready to go. So rather than wait till 6 o'clock, I figured I'd get underway, get out and get back, see how I can get this thing back. It's interesting that the file did not record as joint stereo. I'm not exactly sure why. The file itself, the original file itself, was converted from 3GA. And my Linux machine, the version of Audacity that's running on it, just recognized the file and imported it. So I'm wondering if part of the improvement has to be the 3GA format rather than recording in AMR. The original is a little bit richer in that regard. I also did a lot of processing trying to bring the level up, because the level on this recording is ridiculously low. I mean, very, very low. It's enough that the voice recognition hears me, but it's very, you know, I open it up in Audacity. There are a few places where there are really tall spikes, but the most of it is sort of like a mumble level of audio. And if I turn my head away and talk while looking over my right shoulder instead of my left, let's see, I'm now talking over my right shoulder, and if I turn back and talk over my left, I suspect I'm going to see a noticeable difference in the waveform, and it might be enough that you'll be able to hear it. So we'll see. It's a new world, and I'm really quite happy. I really like recording with the wire. With the trouble that I had with the Bluetooth in terms of the buzzing in the background, I have to say I'm not that upset with having to plug a wire in, because at least I know I won't have that problem in terms of trying to get the recording out and taken care of. So that's kind of cool. One less thing that can go wrong. Alright, we'll make a big turn east. A little bunny rabbit. Jack rabbit running through the weeds here. Oh yeah. Beautiful morning. I said it was mostly clear, but there's some high, thin, little wisps of clouds here and there off to the south. There's quite a lot of guck in the air, not too surprising. Around here you can tell what the air quality is by looking at the horizon, because the horizon is so far away, you get to look through an awful lot of air, and you can actually see it turn grubbier the closer you get to the horizon, as the column of air you're looking through gets longer and longer. And so there's a lot of guck in the air. And with the fire, it's not too surprising at all. The library at the university had a lot of smoke in it. And my wife went to work yesterday, and presumably from the fire, assuming that it wasn't somebody smoking in the third floor bathroom or something. Of course, she's one of these people who is intensely affected by smell. She has a sniffer that will pick off ridiculously low levels of aroma that, you know, I have a pretty good nose. I can smell. Can't hear, but I can smell. And she can outsmell me. And half the time I'm convinced that she's making it up, but hey. If it smells bad to her, good enough. For me, it has to smell really bad, I think, before it smells bad. Perhaps it's a question of tolerance rather than sensitivity, because I certainly smell some of the stuff that she does. I don't respond to it the way she does. Oh, chirpy birds. It's a beautiful, cool morning. I'm wearing a denim work shirt and a long sleeve t-shirt and a jacket, because it was quite chilly. In fact, my cheeks are feeling quite cold. My hands are nice and warm. And I'm building up a bit of body heat as I walk, so it's not as bad as it was. But it was barely 50 degrees when I came out this morning, which makes it a very cool morning indeed for June. And I like it. I probably didn't need the windbreaker. Although I have to say, I like this denim shirt. I got two denim shirts to wear at BaltCon. They were a little bit heavy for BaltCon, but I think I wore the green one a couple times. And I got one in blue denim and I got one in green denim. Very, very nice shirts. I like a shirt that has a little weight to it, and these are really quite nice. And they've got these big patch pockets on the front, so my new huge phone fits in the pocket quite well. A rabbit in the road eating the weeds from the cracks. I wonder if he'll sit still. No, run away, bunny. Yeah, Jack Rabbit. And of course he runs right in my path. So he has to run away again. Silly bunny. So I have to get back into writing. I've done any words in like 4 days now. I've got to fix that. I'm going to do some writing. I've got to do some reading today, but I also got to do some writing. I've got to get at least another 3,000 words going. If I can get this thing started, I'm pretty sure it will ignite and go. And I really want to get it done by the end of the month, which means I really have to have it done in the next couple of weeks. I suppose if I get it done before they go, which will give me until next Tuesday, if I can get it done before they go, I could start recording while they're on the road, assuming I can get beta readers to read it and return it in time. Because if I could record while they're on the road, even if I don't edit while they're gone, until they get back, it'll be kind of ugly in terms of the size of the files, because as I pointed out in the beginning, the longer I read in a given day, the more mistakes I make. Perhaps I can break it up. Record a little, break a little, record a little. And I don't have to stop at 3 o'clock. I don't have to start after 9. I can do it when I need to, when I want to. So perhaps I could put together a schedule of 3 reading periods where I read without making any single session too long. That would work. But I have to have something to read, which means I have to get this book done. So go, Nate, go, Nate. Fly, eagle, fly. This day shall not be wasted in other memes from my past. Ah. So yeah, today, audio. If I can make a dent in the audio, if I can get one of these projects, or 2, even 3 of these projects over the wall, that'll be a day worth having spent well. That will be a day spent well. A well-spent day. Something. And the less I have to fiddle around with the audio and the podcast, getting this thing out, the more I'll have time to do those other more important things. Not that this isn't important, but on the scale of things, I'm pretty sure most of you who are listening would much rather, given the choice, much rather I be writing new work than talking to you and fiddling around with an audio file that was probably good enough to begin with. Just publish the damn thing and move on. Just decided, today's the 12th, I decided not to take the time to put Talking on My Morning Walk forward, as flattering as it is to have been nominated. I just don't think it's in the same category as the other nominations. And I don't want to be honest, I don't want to take the time to try to pick the things and spend 2 days putting together a 10-minute promo for a Parsec Award that I don't really think is one that I'm... It's not that I don't think I'm going to win, because that's really up to the judges, but I don't really think I'm up to the caliber that I would like to hold it up as. So I'm going to let it... I'll write to the committee today and let them know. I don't think I'm going to put it forward. In fact, I know I'm not going to put it forward. I have other things that I need to do, other places to spend the time, and already more work than I can do in a day. So, yeah, that. I don't have anything I have to do today, which is not true, because tonight, 7:45 local time here, I'm going to get a little interview with John Anilio and Patrick Heston from the Functional Nerds podcast. We're going to get together and have a little brain scam about writing and publishing and finding markets, finding fans, growing audiences. It looks pretty, it does look pretty shabby. Having, I think, 3 of the 5 posts on this wall actually rotted off in the ground. it's just sort of hanging there. I'm going to have to get a post hole digger, hire somebody, come in and fix this. Oh, well. The new tree looks, the old tree, pruned down, looks good. House looks a little barren without any brush around it, but that'll change as time goes on and the landscaping grows back. But here I am. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.